I'm Carol Hills in for Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Ulysses S. Grant once said, "War is hell," and that was never more true than for the people of Aleppo, Syria. Syria's civil war came to Aleppo in July 2012, when rebels attempted to seize it, and the two sides have been stuck in a bloody stalemate ever since. And the ordinary people of the city have been stuck in the middle. It's extremely hard for foreign reporters to get into Aleppo, but the BBC's Ian Pannell managed it. He's now out again and is on the line from Turkey. Ian, what does Aleppo look like after 22 months of war?
Well, interestingly, we were there when the battle began back in July 2012. And the contrast between there and now couldn't be greater. At that point, it was Syria's largest city, its economic hub, a vibrant city home to millions of people. And today it is a shadow, a shell of its former self. Whole neighborhoods have been practically emptied as residents have fled. Barely a district has not been touched by what feels like relentless bombardment that hasn't really stopped throughout that period. In particular, it's the kind of weapons that are being dropped from the air, but also the rebels themselves stand accused of being responsible for some of the damage in the city. But of course, it's the human impact. So you see widespread destruction, widespread deprivation as people struggle to eke out a living, and a city that's been almost eviscerated.
Now, you witnessed some of these attacks yourself. What was that like? What did you actually see?
Yes, the reason we wanted to go in this time in particular was to try and report on the issue of barrel bombs. Barrel bombs are essentially oil drums that are packed with explosives, sometimes shrapnel, pieces of metal, and they're literally thrown over the side of helicopters that fly at anything between 6,000 and 7,000 feet up in the sky. The reason they fly that high is because if they're any lower, then they may be targeted by rebels with anti-aircraft weapons. So it's an indiscriminate weapon. Those aren't my words. That's the word of the New York-based Human Rights Watch organization. You can't possibly target specific sites using a weapon that literally tumbles to the ground. The government says that it's targeting terrorists. But if that is their intended target, this is a very imprecise, crude weapon to use. And so we saw the impact of these devices. They drop from such a height, it's impossible to really see them with the naked eye, but you see the helicopters flying up. You get that sense of dramatic, kind of spine-tingling tension as the city almost freezes. Everybody looks up into the sky, children, old men, families, and fighters, waiting to see where the helicopter is, wondering whether that bomb is going to drop in their neighborhood. And we saw a number of them being dropped in different parts of the city. You hear this huge explosion after hearing a tiny, tinny sound of the helicopter up in the sky. We rushed to those locations, huge plumes of black smoke and dust. Buildings in the surrounding area are devastated, and anything underneath is usually pretty flattened, certainly anything that passes as a residential home.
What's inside the barrel?
All that we know is it's explosives. One assumes it's something like TNT, but of course, by the time it lands, there's pretty much nothing left of it. But it creates this massive explosion. I mean, the largest explosions I've seen inside Syria. Driving around, you can see the mark that's been left behind by these. We went to the scene of one attack. We were there about 2 hours after the bomb had fallen itself. Piles of rubble everywhere, two-story buildings razed to the ground. There was a poor family at the side of the road. This woman, her husband, had been taken off to hospital. She didn't know where. He had lost his leg. She was now homeless. And she was just completely disconsolate, a real sense of hopelessness in the city. You know, and her phrase was, "I've got nowhere else to go. There is no option for me. There is no plan B." And that's the devastation and the fear in particular that's instilled by barrel bombs.
What's amazing about the video you shot is that you're out there on the streets of Aleppo with these civil defense volunteers who are actually out there helping to rescue people who are the victims of bombs and clear away rubble. I mean, what did you watch them do while you were out there?
this has to be the most dangerous job in possibly the world's most dangerous city. These are first responders. Up until this month, they were it was an entirely voluntary force. They weren't being paid at all. Very few tools to actually rush out, which is what they do when there's a barrel bombing in a civilian area. They get into their vehicles, they drive out, they have an old fire engine. They drive into these areas, and they are the only first responders to go to those areas to try and dig out the rubble and rescue people. I mean, their work is astonishing. We saw one video where you can see them scrambling away at a pile of rubble. And you can't, first of all, work out what it is that they're trying to do. And then you realize, because the person underneath is covered in the same color dust as that lies all around, that there's a leg there. It's a young child's leg. And slowly they start to pull away the rubble, and then you suddenly see the face of a child, blooded at the top. Initially, the child doesn't move. And then they pull away more of the rubble, and it's almost as if the child comes to life, suddenly crying out, don't pull me, don't pull me. And this is typical of the work that they're involved with.
Isn't that work extremely dangerous? Aren't they afraid when they're out there?
Yeah, being afraid is a very good question, because, of course, the longer you spend in a hostile environment, your perception of danger, what is really dangerous and what is manageable danger, changes. But interestingly, I spoke to the head of the Civil Defence Force, as they're known, and he said, yes, I am scared. They're scared because of the random nature of these attacks, and often there isn't a single attack. So once a single barrel bomb has been dropped on an area, is usually followed by another attack. And that is the fear of these people. They've lost 8 of their volunteers in the last year, and every day they run the risk that they will not come home alive.
The BBC's Ian Pannell was just in Aleppo, Syria. Ian, stay safe. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Good to be with you.